Good morning again. It's a blessing to be able to gather again with you all. Does anyone have any prayer requests? Just remember Kamal and Nancy. All right, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you again for this day, for health to be able to get up and get around. We pray for those that aren't with us this morning. Pray for Kamal and Nancy. Bless them. Bless her recovery. We pray that she'd be healed and her body would recover fully. We ask for those that are traveling and thank you for your goodness in allowing us to meet with brethren. Help us to love one another and learn more fully just what it means to be your disciple. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning I wanted to share a little about works. This week I was thinking about it a little bit, just about good works. Let's just start by reading in Matthew 6 here. Matthew 6, 1 to 6. It says, "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men, to be seen by them. Otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly I say to you that they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly." And it kind of goes along with the prayer too there. Verse 5, "When you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you that they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." It was just one morning I woke up this week and thought, you know, am I doing enough? Am I helping enough? Am I doing enough good works? And I just kind of asked myself that question. And just a little later, the thought came that it doesn't really matter how many good things I'm doing or how few good things I'm doing. The real question is whether I'm willing, or if my will is surrendered to the Lord's. And that thought just hit me, and it just seems so right that, you know, it's not that we're out there to do enough good works that try to balance the scales, you know, that we're out there busy enough in the Lord's work that we're going to somehow impress God. You know, if the reason that we're doing good things to those around us is to help our conscience or to impress God, or maybe to impress other people, you know, it just kind of ends there. That's, you know, we have our reward. We might impress somebody else because we're out there, you know, really trying to set an example or do good works for people, but that's where it ends, you know. The Bible says to do things in secret, and not to even let our left hand know what our right hand is doing, but just to do it because it's right to do. You know, the rich young ruler was an example. He came to Jesus, and he was doing a lot of good things. And he asked what else he needed to do, you know. He knew there was something missing, and he wanted to feel good about himself. And God just touched the thing that was his will, you know, said that you just need to sell what you have and follow me. And, you know, he went away sorrowful. He wasn't expecting that. That's not the answer he was looking for. He would have been happy probably if Jesus would have told him, well, you need to you need to just give a little more. You need to give to the poor people around you a little more. You know, he would have probably been really happy with an answer like that, been happy to, okay, I'm going to do that. You know, that's, Jesus died to redeem us to himself, not so that we could try to work enough to try to impress him, you know. Jesus already redeemed us, and our good works aren't going to impress God, but, you know, if our will is surrendered to God's will, then we'll be doing the things that he wants us to do, and it won't, it's not necessarily a competition of who can do the best or who can do enough. It's just more about if we're willing to do what the little things he asks us to do. And I just thought about this example with my children. You know, if I leave for the day and I say, you know, I want this certain job done by the time I get back, I want the trash taken out, or I want the eggs washed by the time I get back, you know, and they, maybe they spend all day long helping their mother do other things because they really don't really want to do that job, but they're going to try to be helpful in some other areas. You know, that doesn't balance the scales. That's not what I wanted them to do, you know. And so if I come home and that job's not done, well, they, you know, they've failed. Even if they've done a lot more other good things, they've still failed. And anyway, just want to be an encouragement to we don't try to work hard enough to impress God, but we just surrender ourselves and be willing to do whatever God asks us to do. It's not a competition between ourselves to try to outdo each other. We work together and we do, each do our part. That can be a blessing, and it's a blessing when, you know, each brother has their things that they're good at, and we all pitch in and just help each other out, and it's a real blessing. It's a blessing to be a part of this brotherhood that just encourages each other to do these things and to love one another. Lord bless you all.